studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and my friend Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you, my friend Timmy.
Yes.
Conway Jr., man.
New Year, everybody. When do people stop saying that? I got two of those today.
You know what? I actually threw one of those out today.
I threw one to Shotgun Tom Kelly just to annoy him.
Oh, no, he threw it back, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can't annoy that guy.
Yeah.
I think we're done. I think we're
it's
done.
Over?
Yeah, because like we talked about the Christmas lights last night.
Right.
Today's January 9th.
I think when you see the person for the first time in the first couple weeks, you can lay one on him.
You may not recall this, but I have a good memory for some things. We had this conversation last year, and we had callers, you know, January 9th, January 10th, saying Happy New Year, and we finally had to take corrective action,
right,
and you know, disconnect them if they laid that on us.
That work?
It did work, as I recall. Yeah.
All right, I got a story here, young man.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing here? Man asks his wife at a brothel.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
A Polish man got the shock of his life.
Hey, what are you doing here?
When he visited a brothel and spotted his wife amongst the establishment's employees.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Polish tabloid Super Express said the woman had been making some extra money on the side while telling her husband she worked in a store in a nearby town.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what, Tim? If we are going to talk about, and there's a lot of things to talk about tonight, of course, if we are going to venture into, you know, is your wife an escort, can I tell you a story, a personal anecdote?
Is that right? You got one?
Well, I've told the story on the air about going to the chicken ranch when I was 22 in Vegas. I told him.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was at
Scott Shannon, or is that a different story?
No. Now stop that. No. No. How are you? I was at the Stardust, and I was gambling. And actually, the person who was there with me, a buddy of mine was with me, and also at the time I was working with Jack Silver, our program director down in San Diego.
Right.
So I was 22, and I wanted to check it out, you know, and Jack did not come. So in fairness to our boss,
did you go with Rick Dees?
No, I did not. Stop it. I went with my buddy who will remain nameless. But they send a limousine and all of this, and they take you out there, and it's, out to Pahrump, Nevada, and you're in the car schwitzing.
Right.
And anyway, long story short, the chicks line up. You know, they sit the dudes down. They're like three or four dudes, and the chicks come out for the lineup, and you pick who you want, and you know, it must have been a Tuesday night or something. You know, it was not a whole lot going on. But there was
Taco Tuesday.
But there was one chick who was pretty hot. So I immediately said, "Oh, her." You know, because I didn't want to get stuck with any of the others.
By the way, that's not a bad promotion for a brothel, Taco Tuesday.
Well, you see, Tim, you should call Hoff, Dennis Hoff, the guy from the what does he call you, Jerry? When he calls, he leaves messages for Jerry, the guy from the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, what does he call you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he said Big Daddy D or Big Denny D or something like that.
So anyway, I'm with this chick. I remember her name, too. I shouldn't say her name. I shouldn't say her name. But she reveals to me while we're doing the session, and I, you know, we had...
What'd you spend there?
I spent a lot. It's ridiculous. The first encounter was like $1,400.
Wow.
They give you a menu, you know, and it's like really expensive. But then I was waiting... We were waiting for this other dude who was like, I don't know what his deal was. He must have been on, you know, Viagra. So I went back for round two, and she gave me like a huge discount. She said, $200.
Wow.
You know, because she was familiar with me. She knew I wasn't
I'm surprised she didn't pay you for the second time.
Well, you know, Tim, I should be so lucky. But anyway, the point in bringing all of this up is that when I was having sexual relations, I don't know if it was during the sexual relations, but it was in the patter, in the chit-chat in the room, she revealed to me that she's married.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it
currently was, married.
And working at the brothel. And there I was, you know, handing $1,500 over and, you know, getting ready to get it on with her, which I did. And she reveals to me, you know,
wow,
I'm married. And it kind of was a buzzkill, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Especially, did she also lay the fact on you that she was a grandmother?
She did not hit me with that, but I immediately asked when she said, I'm married. I said, oh.
That's when you really got into it, huh?
No, I said, your husband knows you do this. Because I would have felt weird. Like, if her husband didn't know and, you know, like,
Did she ask for you to for her? Or for her to call you by your her husband's name?
No, she didn't. She called me Brian, and she called me Dusty. That's the name I use. Brian. I said, just call me Brian. I said, but does your husband know that you're doing this? And she says, yes. You know, he knows. We got to pay the bills, and he has no problem with it. And
wow,
yeah. So it was wild.
That's quite an open dude.
Yeah, I couldn't be married to a chick and have her doing that.
Two of my friends went out to this the brothel. I think the same one, because they said they got picked up by a limo at a Vegas hotel and it was pouring rain.
Right.
And it took like an hour and a half to get out there.
They drive you out to Pahrump.
Yeah, and these two guys, they go, they both have sex with a chick, and they're taking the limo on the way home, right?
Right.
And one of the guys says to the other guys, he goes, did they check your junk with that black light?
Oh, yeah, they did do that, actually.
Yeah, and he says, yeah, they checked me out with the black light to see if I have any, they check to see if you have any crabs.
Right, or right? Sores or anything.
Yeah, right, so they check you out with the black light, and they go over your business. And then my other friend said to the other guy, he says, so what is that stuff they sprayed on you afterwards? Huh? He goes, they didn't spray me.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Dennis, do you have the Raid? They bring out, Roach Killer and spray you down. Oh, my gosh. But how about that? They'll do you anyway. You know, they get a negative reading on the black light or the blue light, whatever
it
is.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do you. They just got to spray you down.
I wonder if they have a white light for albinos. Because with a black light... With an albino,
would not work. I don't know.
I think everything would light up.
That's right. He would look like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, maybe they just pass on albinos. Is that possible?
No, I think they service all.
Can you discriminate against albinos?
I don't think so.
Is there an albino movement that'll come after you?
I'm sure somewhere in this great land of ours there is some sort of organization.
Is there like a spokesman, like a Jesse Jackson for the albinos?
I haven't seen him or her. If there is one, mm-hmm. They're not getting out there.
They're really not.
But I don't know that there's really many cases of discrimination against albinos.
I bet there is. Oh. Don't you think?
I don't really.
Hiring and.
Oh, hiring maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like food service.
I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, because one time I went into it's a terrible story.
I mean, hey, listen, I have tons of friends who are albino. Mm-hmm. I'm not,
discriminating.
Right. I'm just saying.
But who needs a good lobby are like. People with eyes that don't have like a pupil or an eyeball.
Or a glass eye?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily a glass eye, but it's all white.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because okay. I was in...
You saw that?
I did. And here's what I did. I was in the state of Kentucky and during the time I worked with Rick Dees. And I went with my buddy Paul into the Dairy Queen. And we walked in and we were ready to lay it on. I mean, some burgers and fries. We were really hungry, middle of the day. And I walked in, and the guy had the headset on because he was, like, working the drive-thru. And he turned to me.
And he had a ping-pong ball?
And he had a ping-pong ball and one eye, and I couldn't do it.
You couldn't stomach it?
Couldn't stomach it. I immediately lost my appetite, and I felt badly about that because I shouldn't react that way.
He's probably seen a lot of people. He's probably working at window one, and people pay, and then a lot of people just fly by window two.
But actually, we had it down. My buddy and I, there was like no words needed to be spoken. I just said to him, I like turned to him, I said, oh my gosh, don't you have that meeting? And he went, oh, F, yeah, we better get over there. We just walked out.
You know, it's a fun thing to do at the drive-thru. I do this all the time now. When there's two windows, at the first window, after you pay, they'll say, pull up to the next window, right?
Right.
Ask for directions to it, and they'll stick their head out the window and go, it's right up there. See where that curb is? It's right past there. You'll see, yeah, they'll tell you where it is.
Oh, that's classic.
All right, gang. Here is the story out of Warsaw. Warsaw?
Yep.
Warsaw. It's in Poland, right?
Right. I believe it's the capital.
Yeah, not the insurance company. A Polish man got the shock of his life when he visited a brothel and spotted his wife among the establishment's employees. He said he was dumbfounded. I thought I was dreaming, the husband said. The couple married for 14 years are now divorcing.
Oh,
what
no.
A shock.
What a marriage killer.
Now, who is more shocked here?
Hmm.
The husband or the wife? I'll make a case for the husband. The wife should be more shocked, okay? The wife is probably doing this to earn extra money.
Right.
Because she thinks that the family doesn't have enough money.
Right. Is there any indication about children, or this not in the story?
No, they didn't go that far.
Okay.
But if she's doing this, she needs the money because she's obviously not doing it for pleasure, right? She's lying. You know, she's 99% of women who do this aren't doing it because they love sex.
Oh, I don't think that's necessarily true, but I'll accept your premise.
Okay. So especially in that part of the world, there, you know, there may be, you know, some really unattractive guys in that, like, old Europe.
Yeah, schlepping in there to the whorehouse.
Yeah. You know, not a lot of gyms, not a lot of, you know, great appetites. It's very cold in the winter.
Right.
It's real conducive to, you know, unattractive people.
They might be drunk.
They could have a couple of pops and have a decent monkey on their back. But anyway, so I think that she should be more shocked because she's doing something she doesn't like because she doesn't think there's enough money in the family. And in wanders money bags here, who thinks they have enough money where he can go outside the house and spend $150-$200 on getting laid.
Yeah, well, the flip side is that he should be more shocked because who would have thought, you know, middle of the day, he wants to go to the whorehouse. He's got a couple of bucks. He's probably a hardworking dude. Goes into the whorehouse thinking this will be my oasis, and maybe if I have a good time here, I can come here, you know, once every other month, you know, and really kind of get something going. And he sees his wife as one of the chicks working there. I mean, that's unbelievable.
How pissed off would she be if she was in the lineup and the guy chose another chick?
Well, he should.
And the guy's sitting there. And he's like, nah, I've had her.
Right.
It's like, where have you had her? I've had her for 14 years is what I've had. Right, I'm going with that other one.
I would pick another chick. I mean, I would definitely do that. I would say, you know, honey, I hope I don't offend you. But by the way, hi. Kind of odd to see you here.
Yeah, hi from the kids.
Yeah. Everybody back at, you know, just dropped the kids off at school and they're, you know, fine. I'll go with this Asian chick over here.
All right. What would your reaction be, and who should be more shocked here, the husband or the wife? A husband goes into a brothel and finds his wife working as a prostitute. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's why I think he should be more pissed. Take shock out of it.
All right, now pissed. Now anger.
Yeah, he should be more pissed because she's gone off and earning all of this extra money because you earn much more at a brothel than you do working at a local store. And that was her front. She said, I'm looking at working at a local store.
And the sex business is a cash business, I think.
Exactly. Where's the extra dough? You know, why is he working in the, you know, in the Gdansk, steel mill.
Right.
And when she's out there, you know, bopping around, where is that extra dough?
Right. And he's probably thinking, what the F am I getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, jumping in the shower?
Right.
If you're making enough here to support us, you keep doing this. I'm going to sleep in.
Yeah. I mean, he fought long and hard for that solidarity movement.
Oh, L'Equilessa.
Yeah. And now part of you know, that country now being free is that they open brothels.
Right.
And she's undermining him and, you know, going behind his back, laying down, getting some dough, and then she's spending it on what?
Yeah, I wonder where that money's going.
It's not going to him.
Yeah, she must be buying clothes.
But it also might be coming from him.
That's very possible. This is a very strange story because I feel bad for both parties, actually, because, you know, both were living separate lives. They were married, and she had the prostitute thing going on, and he had a Jones for a hooker.
Right. But I bet you, Whitman, I bet you this has happened more than once, and I bet you it happens every day, even in Southern California, where a guy gets a hooker and he recognizes her from somewhere, either from work, or it's the school teacher, or it's the chick who works at the 99-cent store, neighbor.
Your wife's friend.
Yes. But you like recognize that person. Mm-hmm. But that would be really unusual. Might be hotter, but it also might put a damp blanket on it, too.
Yeah, it would be weird because, I guess she'd be pretty, you know, pretty cool about it. You know, interestingly enough, at a recent event, and I won't say where this happened, you and I were doing a live broadcast, and I was leaving the event. And a group of like two or three dudes, you know, walked
out. Is that when you were wearing your peekaboo robe?
No, I was dressed, fully dressed. And two or three dudes came up to me. They said, it was in the parking lot. They said, Whitman. I said, yeah. I said, I want to give you something. And I thought, oh, here we go. Yeah. And they handed
shotgun.
Right. I said, this is it. He hands me like a little, like one of those Vegas flyers, like with a, like, but multiple chicks on it. And the guy says, dude, I hear you talked about, like, it's your single. If you ever want to, you know, hit it with one of these chicks. And there's like, it's a pull, it's like a fold out. And there's probably, Tim, like at least half a dozen to a dozen chicks on the thing. And I'm like, oh, she's kind of hot. She's kind of hot. You know, I'm having a discussion about it. And he's like, yeah, that's my wife. And I said, oh, babo. I said, yeah. So then, I, you know, I would pass on her, you know, given that information.
Yeah. Well, of course you'd pass. I mean, if you even if you wanted to, you wouldn't say it in front of him. Like, oh, that's your wife. Wow, she's pretty hot. Can we hook that up? All right, let's talk to Diane in Van Nuys. Guy walks into a brothel. His wife's working there. Who should be more pissed? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I think if I were the girl, I would be more pissed just to see that all my hard work is pretty much going to another girl if he's there spending all my money that I'm making that he doesn't know about.
But he's not spending your money. He's spending his money.
Right. He's employed.
Oh, still. I mean, if you've been married for 14 years, you kind of share the same bank account in the end.
I don't know about that. But what about her money? Where's her money going?
Her money? Hey, who cares? She's making it. She's a hard worker.
Yeah, but why isn't it the same for him?
Wow.
I don't know. Because he has some at home.
Diana, are you married?
No.
No, you're not married. As a matter of fact, no. You should not get married.
Yeah, you don't sound like marriage material.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22? How come so angry, baby? It's such a young age.
I don't like who I'm with.
well, then get rid of it. Is it a dude?
Yeah, it's a dude. It's almost 2 years in February.
2 years in February. And what don't you like about him?
He's not a hard worker. I'm the only one bringing in any of the money.
What do you do for a living?
You want to cheat?
I am cheating.
Oh, you are?
Well, I'm a behavioral therapist.
Wait a minute. A behavioral therapist and you're cheating?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you counsel people all day long and not to do that?
It's just kids who have autism. It's not. It's
oh, I
not,
see. Okay.
You know,
and they don't
kids.
Cheat.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's not a big deal. It's just kids with autism.
The autistic kids are very loyal in their relationships.
All right, Diana.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
My call.
All right, there she goes. Wow, what a messed up life that is.
Jesus Christ.
She works as a behavior counselor all day. She's in an effed up relationship. She's cheating on the guy.
Well, that reminds me of the time you saw the therapist, and you were sitting in the therapist's office, and she had photos out.
Dude, I've been to two therapists in my life. One, the lady, like 4 weeks into it, lady had like a massive heart attack, or her husband did, and she went out of business, right?
Well, and were you making progress too?
Nah, I just lied to her for 4 weeks. Oh. But the second one was, went in there for, it was like 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, just, you know, once in a while you feel like, you know, you need more answers, you have a lot of questions, you got to figure some stuff out.
Yes.
So I was talking to her about my relationship, and she said, you know, what is this like? What is that? And as I'm looking around her office, I'm like, oh, who's that picture of you and the two kids? She goes, oh, those are my two kids. Like, where's the husband? She goes, oh, I'm not married to him anymore. I said, well, how about you with that kid over there? Who's that? And she goes, that's the son from my second marriage. It's not mine, but it's my husband's son.
Right.
I'm like, well, where are those two kids? She goes, well, those two kids are with us every other holiday. I'm like, get out of here. I'm out of here. Listen, you can't keep your life together. And she's about 400 pounds.
Oh, she was fat?
Yeah, she was fat, and she was divorced a couple times. I'm not taking anybody's advice. It's like going to have your car fixed, and you say to the guy, you go, hey, what do you drive? He goes, oh, I drive that piece of crap over there that doesn't work.
That I can't start.
Yeah. All right, well, you're the guy for me then. All right, this guy goes to a brothel, and his wife is working there. Who should be more pissed? Let's talk to John in Los Angeles. John, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, man.
The husband should be more pissed. He's walking into this place. Now, this could be maybe his first time, or maybe, you know, for $1,500, he's not doing it, you know, once a month.
Well, again, $1,500 is what I paid in 1995. I don't know, in Warsaw, Poland.
Yeah, maybe less.
Probably you could get a little cheaper.
But you go in and you find out that your wife has been lying to you night after night after night.
But he's been lying, too.
In what, this time? Maybe a couple times before?
Well, listen, I don't know the history of either one of these people.
Well, but imagine, Tim, I think the caller's onto something. If this guy was a regular, he would have encountered his wife earlier.
But who knows? I mean, maybe like, you know, red light districts, maybe there's 15 of these things on one block.
Oh, maybe he bounces around, yeah.
Hey, but he's not throwing his money away like this left and right. He's in a relationship, but he's got to be accountable to some sense financially. So it's still, this guy isn't doing it to the aspect that his wife is doing this.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Who knows? I can't believe this doesn't happen every day.
Well, maybe it.
But if it wasn't for the internet, we would have never heard about this.
No, well,
you would have never read this in the L.A. Times 15 years ago.
No, you get these international stories off the internet. They're dynamite.
Right. The internet is so great to spread this word around so quickly.
But you think here in Los Angeles or in Southern California, it's possible that once a day, once a week, a guy shows up.
Every day it's happening.
calls a service, or he's at a, you know, he's at a hotel or whatever. There's that, you know. By the way, this is the best sound ever in Las Vegas. And then you open that door, and it's
the cops.
No, it's your wife.
The worst, though, is when you go to call a hooker, and you're with your wife. She's in the other room, and you go to call it, and her cell phone goes off. But that's happened, too. All right, real quickly, Annette, we got to talk to you before we go to a break. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
All right. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Yes. I hope you know that.
You guys rock. I love your show.
However, you rock.
I'm actually from Poland, from Warsaw. I was born and raised there. So when you guys said the story, I thought it was like about a Polish joke.
No, it wasn't a Polish joke. I'm just saying that that part of the world is probably not conducive to really great-looking dudes.
No, but great-looking girls.
Yes,
actually.
You know, Eastern European. That's Eastern Europe, isn't it?
I'd give you that, but I bet there are so many guys who live in that part of the world who have, you know... not balding, but probably have locks of blonde hair coming out of their ears and nose.
Yeah. Sven. Yes. Sven has a big bushel of hair coming out of each...
Looks like Paris Hilton's hair coming out of their ear.
Hey, I tell you, man, your lobes are on fire, my brother.
All right, so what do you think about these two?
I think actually that they both should have an open relationship. And then they'll get along and not getting a divorce at this time because they were both on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, they both, you're right. Yeah. I think.
That's a possible solution, is an open relationship is a possible workable solution here.
True.
Yeah, I mean, I think there would be a huge discussion after this.
Oh.
You know, you put on a couple pots of coffee and maybe do an all-nighter.
Now, let me ask you something, Tim. Do you think if this happened and, you know, that big discussion has to happen, does he go home and wait for her to get home from work? And then they talk, or does she kind of split on her shift and say to the shift supervisor, "My husband just came in. If you don't mind, I got to split on the last few hours of my shift here."
If they both had balls, she would finish her shift and he would go to another whorehouse, and then they'd meet up back at home.
Well, maybe that happened.
All right, guy walks in Poland. A guy walks into a whorehouse and his wife's working there. Who should be more pissed? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're on every single Monday through Friday, 8 to 11 p.m.
All we ask is for 3 hours a night.
Yeah, on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Okay.
This story comes out of Poland, like most of our hot topics. And this dude goes into a brothel, and his chick is working there. His wife is working there.
Whoa.
Is that unbelievable, Rick?
I mean, can you believe that? I mean, to go into a brothel.
Now, would I have to explain what a brothel is to you?
You know what? I do know I have a great vocabulary.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And for the benefit of the audience, a brothel
is a whorehouse.
Adam in West Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, who should be more pissed here, the husband or the wife?
The husband should, because there's a couple reasons why a guy would go into a brothel, either because he's not getting any at home or because what he's getting at home isn't very good.
Right, or he wants a little spice it up, a little variety.
Exactly, and if he's not getting any at home or if what he's getting isn't very good, I mean, that's her job. That's how she makes her money. She's sandbagging at home. She's giving everything that she's got,
you know, at work, and that's just wrong.
Right. I wonder also if she shows more enthusiasm at home or at the job.
Oh, I'm sure at the job because there's money involved. I think the caller's right. It's possible the husband could be pissed off because he might come to the realization, oh, my God, she's just phoning it in at home.
Exactly. Or if she has a headache, man, she can't have any more headaches after that.
Hmm.
Now, there's no excuses
right.
after that.
There you go.
That's a good way of thinking. That guy must be on weed. He's opened his mind.
Yeah. It's a shame he felt the need to... It was a good call, and, you know, to top it off with kind of a mediocre line like that about headaches.
Yeah, I still think overall it was an A-plus call.
It was an A-plus call?
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was a real
good... I really liked that call.
I thought it was a real good call, but the bad joke at the end, I'm going to knock it down to a B.
All right. You can do that. Eddie on the 101. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude.
I said it,
How's
man.
How's it going, man? You're a big stud.
Ah, thanks, man.
I actually kind of agree with the last caller. He almost kind of brought me over to that side, but I think that the women should be more upset because you brought up a good point saying if they're poor and she's got to be doing this to be raising the money, why is Mr. Moneybags coming in to be spending that money on a couple of whores?
That's right. I mean, you know, maybe they need a new washer or a new dryer,
right. And
that's why she's doing it, to try to, you know.
And who's to say that? Because the other point that was brought up is that, well, where is that extra money going if she's just coming home with a store salary? Who's to say that she's not putting it away for that washer and dryer and going to surprise her husband on their anniversary?
Okay, that's
also, you know what I would also look at? I would look at all the photographs of our family to make sure all those kids look like me.
Oh, absolutely. That's a first DNA
test. That's true. One of them might look like the milkman.
DNA test for everybody.
They might look like the guy sitting next to you at the brothel.
Well, the problem is this. It's not a problem, actually, if I can view this from a positive perspective.
Right.
A lot of guys really appreciate it when their wives work because they have their own money for their shoes and for their BCBG and for all of this.
Their what?
Their mad money.
Yeah, that's a store at the mall. You know, go to the mall,
yeah.
Tim.
Right.
I thought you went to the mall, you know. Haven't you ever seen, like, BCBG and Forever 21 and these?
No.
All right, well, these are stores where women buy clothing. And no, I don't shop there, Tim. I don't go in there and buy women's clothing. But
you know the name of it.
Well, I can tell you, I've been in the stores, and usually the chicks who work in those stores are pretty hot.
Yeah, they are. I'll give you them.
Anyway, thank
you.
BCBG?
All right, please, Tim. So what I'm suggesting is a lot of guys like it because she has money for her shoes and for all of that. She doesn't have to come to him for money every time she wants to go shopping. She's got her whoring money.
All right, don't get pissed off and go into a deep depression when I ask you
this.
Well,
I'm at the apex of depression.
Okay,
right?
But don't shut down after I ask you this, all right? Just take it as an honest question. Are you more comfortable at BCBG or more comfortable standing in line with another guy for an Elton John concert?
I am much more comfortable standing in line for the Elton John concert.
Than BCBG.
Right, because what happens is... if you go in with a chick to the mall, I don't know about you, when you go with your wife, I walk in, I immediately look for the chair in the store, and I just sit.
Out of BCBG?
Wherever it is.
Or FUA holes. Where do you go? Where do you shop? BCBG. You should be ashamed that you know the name of that store.
It's the name of a store in the mall.
I know, but as a man, you should be ashamed that you know it.
Oh, all right.
Jake and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I think the guy should be more pissed off because he doesn't get the family discount.
All right. This is Jake. He's been out of work for 2 months now.
He's striking.
Craig
Ferguson.
Ferguson's head writer. How's it going over at the show?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Great.
You still testing out material on talk radio, though. That's pretty cool. When do you guys think you'll be back to work?
We'll be back as soon as the double deckers get built.
Okay.
I believe.
All right. There he goes.
He's a funny guy.
Funny guy.
You know what he does? He passes along a lot of the ad-libs that Craig does.
Yes.
Yeah, he writes a lot of Craig's ad-libs.
He's a very funny man. Justin and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Well, I definitely think that the man should be way more pissed because he probably mostly makes more income than she does, even if she has another job besides working at a whorehouse.
Right.
But anyways, besides that, he should just kick her out for just even doing that.
For being a whore.
Yeah, but you know what? If they had an argument, I'd love to hear the argument these two had in Polish or maybe you can translate into English. But if he says to her, you know, because of you... You might bring in AIDS or STDs into our household.
Mm.
And you know what her argument is? Well, so can you. You're here.
Well, that's
you can
right.
bring it in.
Turnabout is fair play. Yeah. But you know the truth.
And then he says to her, well, what are you doing with the extra money you're making? And she goes, well, I know what you're doing with it. You're spending it at whorehouses. I'd love to hear that argument.
Round and round they'd go, and it would end in a divorce, I'm
you
sure.
You have to.
But, you know,
You know what? Once you discover your wife working at a whorehouse,
yeah.
it really reduces the trust.
Yeah. Once, you know, Tim, once again, without even realizing how profound you are, you have
Thank
really
you very
made
much.
Quite a statement. And I want to...
It's a trust buster.
It is a trust buster. When you find out that your wife is a working whore...
She's a whore! Or when you're working there and your husband walks in.
It's a trust buster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just lost a lot of trust.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah.
That poor couple.
I said it.
Heather and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I think the husband should be mad because if his wife is working at that company, she could have gotten him a discount.
Oh, it's the second time with that.
Well, it's a lot of the writers, the striking writers.
Just lame-ass joke, man.
What's happening is a lot of writers, we've found, comedy writers with the strike, they want a vehicle to get some of their... written material out.
Well, actually, I know that voice. I didn't want to out her on the air.
No.
But Heather works over at CSI.
Oh, she does.
Las Vegas. And when a script comes in with too many jokes in it, they send it to her office over at CBS, and it's called Punchdown. And she takes all the humor out of those CSI scripts because right. that's a serious show.
Right. So she just zaps it all out.
Yeah. She's in charge of Punchdown.
How long does it take to punch down an episode?
For her, probably about 15 minutes. She can recognize any humor and just pull it out immediately. Fun chick to be with at a party. Vince in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not bad. You got another joke?
Hey. Yeah, you know, what I was going to say is I do have a joke. I'll save it to the end. How's that?
Mm. God.
You know what? We need to bring back male chauvinism because men have no balls anymore. People got to
yes,
get
you
balls
are
back.
Right about that. It
they
is,
are.
We are raising a ballless generation.
You're not kidding. And you know what? Women yep. don't even like ballless guys. So you know what? I say that, first of all, the man's got to be more pissed because the woman should be at home cooking in the first place. And in the second place, mm-hmm. You know what? If a guy's just out there, if she's not taking care of business at home, he needs to go out there. And in the third place, you have to remember, this is Poland. It could very well be that she forgot she was married.
It's not bad.
That actually is pretty good.
That was decent.
Hey, we're going to send you something here, dude. That was actually a pretty good joke. A copy of a book, Why We Want to Be Rich. Let financial expert Robert T. Kiyosaki and Donald Trump make you wealthy. Hit up whywewanttoberich.com.
Whywewanttoberich.com. This is the ultimate website. I mean, this website really is bigger than Friends. It's had more visitors, more viewers than the Friends
website.
Is that
website. Right? That's a lot of Friends.
Well, look, you know, Friends on NBC, it was a successful show. It had one hell of a run. But when I did The Apprentice, it was bigger than Friends. And this website for this book with Robert Kiyosaki is in number of hits and unique visitors.
What's that shirt you're wearing there, Donald?
This is this fabric, by the way. Would you like to touch the
That's
fabric?
Nice. Is that Van Heusen?
This was put together by Philip Van Heusen, who does an unbelievable line of shirts and ties. And I thought, you know what? I looked at myself in the mirror one day, and I wasn't immediately compelled to do something about my hair. I was immediately compelled to do something about my shirt. So I called Philip Van Heusen, and I said, put together an unbelievable line of shirts and ties.
All right, gang. You find out, you go to a whorehouse, your wife's working there.
And you know what
Who
you say to her?
Who should be more pissed?
You know what you say to her?
What?
You fired.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You're fired.
It's kind of like Viagra. Take two. It's like Viagra. Take three. It's like Viagra for your brain.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That is John from the John and Jeff Show. Right. Don't play that clip anymore. That's unfair.
They're coming up at 11. They follow us every night.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, I've made a billion mistakes in, you know, doing commercial reads, and that's unfair to play that on the air. Please don't play it anymore. All right, let's talk to let me recap this story here, a little recap for you here.
You know, I've heard a lot of guys in talk radio over the years. I mean, I was a listener long before I ever got in the business. When it comes to recappers,
I'm it.
Resets, setting the table, No one's better, Tim.
Guy walks into a house and his wife's there. What do you think?
I don't know.
Is that it? A good setup?
No. You got it wrong.
Oh. Guy walks into a brothel.
Right.
What do you think?
No. You got to tell the part of
Guy walks into a brothel. His wife's working there. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Tim in Santa Clarita. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Hey, so I get the wife to give me her paycheck every week. And then, things, slow down in the bedroom after a while. So I'd go in.
Oh, boy. Mm. You know what? I have an idea.
Thanks for the phone call.
I actually do have an idea, Tim. One idea. For this man who walked into the brothel and saw his wife working there as a full-time whore. I would say, no, it's cool. No problem. She'd come home next day or whatever, and I would have one final session, but a hate F. And it would be loveless, and it would be just for my enjoyment. And she'd know it, at least midway through the session. And then I'd divorce her.
How about this? You find out she's doing it. You have one last session with her.
And it's filled with hate.
It's filled with hate. And then when you're done, you throw $200 at her.
And you leave. And by the way, your bags are already packed in another room. Oh, and by the way, did you crumple up the money?
Nah, I think it's in 20s. Just
showers down upon her and she starts to cry.
And then you review it on the way out. Not bad. Brian in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's cracking, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I got a story to tell you. Hold on, let me, I had it on speaker.
Oh, God almighty.
No, don't. Okay, we're off speaker.
Oh, no.
Well, no, we're off speaker. No, right. Check this out. I had a girlfriend that I,
Did you get that part in the remake of The Wizard of Oz?
That part.
Oh, the man.
Go ahead.
Oh, come on, dude. Are you going to bag on me?
No.
Are you going to bag on my voice?
Please, go ahead.
No, you're very unprepared. It has nothing to do with your voice.
Dude, I'm not unprepared.
You're like the scarecrow. You're all over the
place. You're
a
very unprepared caller. You're the most unprepared caller we've had all night. Get to goddamn it.
Okay, goddamn it. Here's the point. My girlfriend was a stripper, okay? Yeah. And I knew she was a stripper. She was putting herself through college.
You probably met her at the strip club.
No, I didn't. I knew her from before. We hooked up online, that kind of thing.
Oh, so she was stripping behind your back?
No. She was stripping when I met her. But when I got with her, it was kind of like, I've been to a couple bachelor parties, and you strippers are, there's like a 50-50 chance that, go in the bedroom and give a hand, a little handy.
And was she doing that?
Well, no. And you know what? The guy's snoring in the background. Well, I'm sorry.
You're wildly, unentertaining.
Jerry in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Right.
Why don't they legalize brothels in L.A.? I was looking for brothels in 1956 when I was young.
Right.
Is this Jerry Lewis?
No, I'm just Jerry. I'm not Jerry. I'm another Jerry.
I was looking for brothels in the 50s, Dean.
Yeah, I was looking for brothels. Tijuana was my dream, and I didn't get around there until 1969. I never could get out there. And
hey, you did that commercial. Were you ever in commercials?
No.
You never did that commercial? I was really, really mad at my insurance company.
Yeah, well, so I've been waiting for them to legalize brothels since 1956.
We got
I'm
that.
Still waiting.
Got it.
Well, when will they?
I don't know.
How old are you?
And what show are you?
I'm a little up there in age.
How old are you?
Oh, I don't like to give out my age because I want to be young.
What's your age?
I'm embarrassed. I want to be young again. Women like young men.
Here you women go, like, Jerry.
Women like young.
Sorry, I just...
No problem, man. Gabriel in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
You know, what I want to say is I would do exactly what you said. I'd give her that last hey F.
Yes.
But then afterwards, I'd go out and buy her an Egg McMuffin like you say, Dad.
Right.
Does he say that?
Yeah, you got to go out, and after you give him that Hail Mary, you buy him the Egg McMuffin.
Hmm. I don't think I've heard
of that.
How's
that working out?
I've added that to my to the material. I've added fast food references.
Yeah, but aren't you then known as the guy who does that? Like, who? The word spreads around about you?
What do you
like
mean?
Like to her friends and stuff?
Oh, like if he ever offers to buy you an Egg McMuffin, you know,
no,
it's over?
No, like if that's your move, she tells her friends tell her friends, her right. tell friends tell her friends, and so on.
And so on and so forth.
And you're like, oh, hey, that guy just asked me out. No, dude, that's the Egg McMuffin guy. Oh, yeah, I heard about that guy. F that dude.
You know, McDonald's should put Tom Likas in a commercial, you know, for
that's
the,
actually a good commercial.
For the Egg McMuffin. Get it with the glasses and the black shirt.
I thought that was a shorter break, dude.
How are you, dear? Can I have two
eggs? The short spot load is over with.
Pardon me, but I need two Egg McMuffins, and one is for her, and I'll eat the other. Thank you.
All right, everybody. We thank you for calling. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Stay tuned right now because it's a brand new top 10 list from David Letterman.
Should I drive around to the second window or
yes.
do I pay here? Oh, all right.
And mind. Then news with Robin and an exciting couple hours. And I believe that in 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger checking in with us.
Terrific. I have some questions for him.
All right. Gave the big State of the State speech tonight. The state's busted up. Not enough dough to go around, I
right,
guess.
But he'll probably be hopped up on Verna Schooner and, you know, unable to answer any of these important questions that I hit him with.
All right, big night here. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.